Jeeja, Sawal Kiyeja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya and this show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with multiple locations in the Bay Area. If you haven't tried out Safari Kid, I suggest you do so today, whether it's your preschool child or enrichment activities for your older elementary school student. And also don't forget to like us on Facebook. It's the Safari Quiz Show page. Safari Quiz Show page. We always have bonus questions there and we put up all our contestants' information and pictures. So, you know, if you want to see who are the kids who come and participate, you want to put face to the names I read out on the air and the people who come to the studio, be sure to check us out at the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page and do like us. Today is a listener special. Because spring is on the way, I picked a special topic that represents the blooming of flowers. Can you guess what it is? Yes, you're right. It's colors. But not just any colors. Today's topic is colors in world languages. I'll tell you a little bit more about the topic. But before that, a little note about our sponsors without whom the show wouldn't be possible. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. He's a well-known accounting firm in the Bay Area, having 3 offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. Sanjeev Gupta CPA handles accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership tax preparation and individual tax preparation. At this point with tax season coming up, I think individual tax preparation is what everybody's probably thinking and having on their minds. So do contact them at 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's SanjeevCPA.com. And if you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you get a 10% discount on your fees. So it's absolutely value for money. Do go and check the Sanjeev Gupta CPA out. Our next sponsor is New York Life Insurance Company, a name you've always trusted to help protect your family and business. Anil Ratnani is an agent of New York Life and he's committed to offering you ideas, strategies and solutions for retirement planning, education funding, mortgage protection and qualified plan funding through insurance and financial products offered by New York Life. I know all of us are concerned about our children's education and we want to make sure it's their education is completely secure. So this would be a great person to contact. Contact Anil at 408-634-5020 or visit www.anilratnani.com. That's A-N-I-L-R-A-T-N-A-N-I.com and let him work for you and your loved one's financial future. So those were our 2 sponsors and we are truly grateful for them for sponsoring our show. Of course, our biggest sponsor is Safari Kid. SafariKidCA.com is a website to get more information and find out locations that are really close to you. And SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is the email to reach us about the quiz show. It's not Safari Kid Show, it's SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. And of course, today is a listener special, so we have to tell you what our call-in number is. It's 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 and our listener special. And our topic today is colors in world languages. We're going to start easy. We're going to start a little easy, Michael. This one even you'll know. Okay, how about that?
Thanks for the confidence.
All right, our first question in our listener special, call-in number 510-770-1550. Lal, what color, this time I'm going to ask, what color is Lal? In Hindi, what color is Lal in Hindi? Just starting off a little bit easy. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arun from San Francisco, and Lal is the color red.
Thank you, Arun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is red.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is red.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashi. The answer is Lal.
The answer is Lal. I want to know what color it is. What color is Lal?
Red.
And who's red. Talking? Can I have the spelling of your name?
R-A-S-H-M-I.
Rashmi. Thank you, Rashmi. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is
Nitish.
The answer is red.
Nitish? Did I get the name right? Oh, Oh dear, I missed. I'm sorry, Nitish, or whatever your name was. I did not get your name properly. So let me go on to the next caller. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Swati, and I think the answer is red.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is red.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
My name is Stuti.
Stuti. Hi, Stuti. What's the answer?
Red.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is red.
Thank you, Akansha. Last two calls for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Avnur, and the call is red.
And that was Avnur, I think.
Yes.
Welcome back. I haven't heard your voice for a long time. Let's go to our last caller for question number one. Hi, you're on the air. Okay, what's your name again?
Sohini.
Okay.
Sohini.
Sohini is the last caller for question number one. So if you're still on the line, holding the line for question number one, remember, you're going to have to answer question number two now. As always, our listener special round, the way it goes is I ask two questions and then I take a break. When we come back from the break, we tell you who the winners of the first and second question were, and then we move on to the next two questions. So the first question was lal, what color it was in Hindi, and we have our 10 callers. So now I'm going to move on to question number two, which is going to be a little bit difficult. Okay. Let me mention the question first. So the question is, Murasaki is a name for purple in which language? Murasaki is a name for purple in which language? And you can do a very educated guess. You should be able to guess the answer. Murasaki, and Michael here thinks he knows. We'll find out. Murasaki is a name for purple in which language? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Shanaz, and Murasaki, the purple is in Japanese.
And what's your name again?
Shanaz.
Shanaz. Welcome to the show, Shanaz. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Oh, very bad reception. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Abhishek, and I think the answer is purple. I mean, Japanese.
Abhishek?
Yes.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, this is Ignore. The answer is...
Ignore, I didn't hear your answer. You have to repeat it. Oh, dear. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Arun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and I think the answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air. What's the name? Tell me your name again.
Sohini.
Sohini. Thank you, Sohini. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Lippy. And last caller for question number two. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Japanese.
Thank you, Gaurav. And that was the last caller for question number two. We're going to go on a break in a minute. And then when we come back from the break, we'll see who won questions number one and two from all our correct answers. We'll do a raffle. Michael, isn't it fun to listen to the same voices week after week?
Yeah, it's so
it's
nice.
It's really nice. Yeah. So thank you all of our loyal listeners for tuning in and listening. And of course,
Sorry, quiz show.
Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. It's just Michael and me in the studio today. This is your host, Vidya. So energy levels are a little low. Especially remember, Michael, our last week's episode when we had a completely riotous bunch of third graders. And it was so much fun.
Yeah, I know. It's too quiet.
Quiet in the studio today, but it's a listener special, which means there are a lot more prizes to our loyal listeners. And in a way, I'm saying thank you for listening every week. So let's see. Our special category today was colors in world languages. Our first question was, what color is lal in Hindi? And everybody got it right. It is indeed red. And the winner of the first listener question is Sabina. Sabina again calls us every week. She's a loyal listener and I'm really glad she got this in our raffle. Sabina, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Giving your information as well as the question and the answer. Our second question was, Murasaki is the name for purple in which language? And our clever listeners got that right as well. It is indeed Japanese. And the winner of that one is one of our repeat winners again. It is Madhav. Congratulations, Madhav. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safari Quiz Show and give us all your details. You know what to do since you've done it many times before. So, as I mentioned, safariquizshow@gmail.com is our email address, and that's the email to reach us at if you have any questions, feedback, comments or category ideas for the show. I'm always looking for category ideas. We've done this show for over a year now. That is over 54 weeks. So imagine coming up with three categories week after week after week. It gets really difficult after a while. So I know there are a lot of smart people out there. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com or you can go to the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page and suggest a category there. Meanwhile, let's move on with today's category, colors in world languages. Our third question is this. In this language, you might look at mozzarella cheese and say bianco for white. In this language, you might look at mozzarella cheese and say bianco for white. Our call-in number, 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. My answer is Italy or Italian.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. I know it's Stuti, but Stuti, what's your answer? I can't hear you. You're in a really bad connection somewhere.
Spanish.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kirti.
Yes, Kirti.
And the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Kirti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Abhishek, and I think the answer is Italian.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Italiano.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Italian.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy, and the answer is Italian.
Thank you, Amy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Italy.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Italian.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Italian.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha. And the answer is Italian.
Thank you, Akansha. And our last caller for this question, question number three. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Italian.
Thank you, Madhav, and congratulations. So Madhav was the last caller on for question number three. In a second, we are going to move on to question number four. So I just want to make sure that everybody who is still on the line is ready to answer question number four. Michael, we hear Pooja, Suti and Lippy's voice often on the radio over the air, and they sound like such sweet girls. But those three were our contestants last week, and Pooja, I have to say, is not as calm as she sounds on the phone. We had a lot of fun with her. We had a lot of fun with Suti and Lippy as well. So once again, big thanks to all three of them for coming on the show. If you want to participate on the show, do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We'll make sure you're paired up with similar aged kids so that there's it's a fair contest. Okay, with that, we move on to question number four. Question number four. Dora the Explorer says Azul when she looks at the sky. Dora the Explorer says Azul when she means this color. Let's, do we have, yes, we do have a caller. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Savi, and the answer is blue.
Is that, can you spell your name?
Huh?
Spell your name, I didn't get your name.
Savi.
S-A?
A-V-I.
Savi. Okay, wonderful. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is blue.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Abhishek, and Azul means blue in Spanish.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is blue.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is blue.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Question. Hello?
Yes.
My name is Gaurav, and the answer is blue.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and Azul means blue in Spanish.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Stuti, and the answer is blue.
Is that Stuti?
What?
Is that Stuti?
Sohini.
Sohini. Sohini. Yeah. Got it. Sohini. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is blue.
Thank you, Roshni. And last caller for this question number four.
Hi, my name is...
Yes, go ahead.
And I think the answer is blue because blue means...
What's your name?
Stuti.
Stuti. Thank you, Stuti. Alright, so that was the end of question number four. Not to worry if you're still holding because we have four more questions coming up. But now we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll see who the winners of questions number three and four were. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with a listener special. So if you've been trying to call us at 510-770-1550, we still have four more questions today. So there's plenty of opportunity to call. But of course, each call, I only take 10 calls per question. So if you know the answer or if you can think you can guess the answer, do be sure to be one of the first few people calling. All right, it's time to figure out who won questions 3 and 4. Question number 3 was, in this language, you might look at mozzarella cheese and say bianco for white. And the answer was indeed Italian. And the winner was our naughty, naughty winner from last time, Pooja. Woohoo! Pooja, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer. And this is question number 3, of course. Let's move on to question number 4. Question number 4 was, Dora the Explorer says Azul when she means this color. And the answer was indeed blue. A lot of our kids do learn the colors in Spanish. And it was Azul is blue in Spanish. And the winner of this question is Roshni. Well done. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question number, the question, the answer, and your name and contact information. And as always, if one of your listeners wants to make the transition to come and participate in our show in the studio, the way to reach us is by writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, with that, let's move on to question number 5. We're still talking about the category colors in world languages. And our question number 5 is, what is Identify, in this question, you have to identify the language. The word is gelb, G-E-L-B, gelb. And it means yellow in this language. Gelb is yellow in this language. And I'll, oh, we already have a caller. I was going to give an additional clue. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is German.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is German.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is German.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
I never even got a funny piece out of it.
Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Hasika, and the answer is German.
Is that Hasika?
Yes.
Lovely name. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Alan from San Francisco.
And
the answer is German.
Thank you, Erin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and I think the answer is German.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is German.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is German.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is German.
Thank you, Lippy. And last caller for question number 5. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Yusuf and the answer is German.
And what's your name again?
Sushev.
Sushev?
Sushev.
Spell it.
S-U-S-H-I-N?
S-U-S-H-I-N?
Yes.
Okay, Sushin. Welcome to the show. Thank you. And Sushin was the last caller for question number 5. So, let's take a second because we're going to move on to question number 6. So if you're calling for question number 5, remember, if you're still on the line and we pick on you, when we ask question number 6, you'll have to be giving me the answer to question number 6. Okay. This time, I'm going to tell you what the color is. Again, you have to identify the language. The word for red is Krasny in this language. The word for red is Krasny in this language, and this language has been associated with the color red. Rather, the country has been associated with the color red because of its red army. The word for red is Krasny. I hope I'm getting the pronunciation right. Probably not, but let's see. We have a caller. Let's go. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Samok, and the answer is German.
And tell me your name again.
Samok.
Spell it.
S-U-M-U-J-H.
Sumuj. Oh.
Sumuk.
Sumuk. Oh, Sumuk.
Yeah.
That means nice face. Very nice. Thank you. Welcome to the show. And Sumuk thinks it's German. And the word was Krasny. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Let's go to our next one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Russian.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Akriti, and the answer is German.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Sohini, and the answer is Russian.
Sohini.
Yes.
Thank you, Sohini. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Chinese.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Chinese.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Russian.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha. And the answer is Russia.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Russian.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Russian.
I think Shivam was the last caller for this particular question. The question was, Krasny is the word for red, and identify the language. We had a number of different answers. We had German, we had Chinese, we had Russian. When we come back from the break, we'll find out... When we come back from the break, we'll find out what the correct answer was and who was the winner from all the correct answers. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio today. It's just the two of us because it's a listener special. I know all our regular listeners probably know that, but if you're just tuning in, we're just asking questions to the listeners, and our category today is colors in world languages, and our listeners are doing really, really well. Our questions 5 and 6 were pretty tough. Question number 5 was, what is the language in which Gelb is yellow? Gelb, G-E-L-B, is yellow. And the answer was German. And our winner for question number five. Question number 5 is Arin. All right, Arin, well done. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention, this is question number 5. What the question was, answer, your name and contact information. Question number 6 was Krasny. The word for red is Krasny in this language. And I hope I'm, again, pronouncing it correctly, Krasny. I wanted you to identify the language and said that it's associated with a country which has the association with the color red. And the answer is indeed Russian, not German or Chinese, but Russian. And the winner of that is Sohini. Well done. All right, Sohini. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is the place to write to. You have to mention the question number 6, the question, the answer, as well as your name and contact information. Sohini, congratulations. Okay, we have 2 more questions left. Oh my goodness, we're always running out of time in a listener special, but I will try and squeeze it in quickly. 10 questions, 10 answers per each question. Question number 7. Huesa is gray in this language. Huesa is gray in this language. It is, I'm going to give an additional clue, one of the prominent languages of China. Huesa is gray in this language, one of the prominent languages of China. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and I think the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Cantonese.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ignor, and the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Ignor. Much better connection this time. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Mandarin.
Thank you, Pooja. Last caller for question number 7. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Pooja, and the answer is Mandarin.
Tell me your name again.
Pooja.
Okay, you have to spell it.
S-U-S-H-I-M.
Sushim. We have so many lovely Indian names and new callers. It's always lovely to hear. Thank you, Sushim. Sushim was the last caller for question number 7, which was Huesa. Huesa is gray in this language, one of the prominent languages of China. And we come to question number 8. Question number 8 is another color word. This time it's called Asfar. Asfar. A-S-F-A-R, Asfar. They might look at the yellow sand in the desert and say Asfar in this language. Asfar. All right, let's see. Do we have a caller? We're waiting for people to figure it out. A-S-F-A-R, yellow.
Corona.
Yes, go ahead. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sarah, and I think the answer is Mandarin.
Oops, Shreya, you're still answering question number 7. Wait, sir, we've moved on to question number 8. We're talking about Asfa. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy, and the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Amy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Sohini, and the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Sohini. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Ayushi, and I think the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Ayushi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Yash, and we have now our last caller for question number 8, our last question of the day. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Arabic.
Thank you, Lippy. Lippy was our last caller for our listener special around today. If you're still trying to call in, I think there are some people. I can see the lights flashing. I'm really sorry you couldn't make it today, but don't worry. You can always tune in next week. And again, we'll have our regular contestants round with 3 listener questions. So let's see who won questions number 7 and 8. We'll have to take a break to figure that out. Jeja. Sawal kiye ja. Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're just approaching the end. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio finishing up our listener special. And our category was colors in world languages. And we had questions number 7 and 8 before the break. Question number 7 was, Hue sir is grey in this language? And the answer was Mandarin. And from all the correct answers, our winner is Ignor. Congratulations, Ignore. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to mention question number 7, the question, the answer, as well as your contact information. Question number 8 was Asfar. Asfar meant yellow, and we wanted to know which language it was from, and the answer was Arabic. And everybody got it right there as well. And from all the correct answers, our winner is Vibha. Congratulations, Vibha. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you enjoyed answering questions over the phone today, do be sure to come and participate in our studio show sometime, because the prizes are better. And of course, it's more fun. It's a lot of excitement, and no child who has ever participated in the show has ever not wanted to come back. Okay, that's a double negative. I don't like it. Every child who has participated in the studio show has wanted to come back. So if you haven't already, you must write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know your grade. And if there's any particular Saturday that's more convenient than others, and we will try and pair you up with some other participants and have a fun show in the studio in the future. All right, with that, we come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.